views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. Well, today, tomorrow, we're at... summer solstice time, and so enjoying the sun now. I've been amazed how light it's been. At almost 10 o'clock, I looked at the clock and I was like, oh my goodness, it's almost 10 and it's still light out. And I love it. I'm so productive when it's light in the evening. There's more time for gardening, taking a walk, and doing all the things I love versus, you know, our hibernation that we do in the winter and watching TV. So I hope you are all finding more time to do the things you love as well. And my guest today is Carrie Murphy, who is loving what she does. Carrie's gift is that she's able to uncover and ignite the it factor within everyone she works with and help them shine on stage, on camera, and in their lives and businesses. She is the CEO and founder of Inspired Living and uses her on-camera talent and over 15 years of entrepreneur experience to help others create a thriving business doing what they love. And she's worked on major networks such as E!, The Golf Channel, MTV, and TV Guide. Carrie is committed to empower people around the globe, and she is a current mentor for the Branson Center of Entrepreneurs, and her philosophy and on-camera trainings have been featured on CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and many more. In addition to Inspired Living, Carrie has partnered with the California Women's Conference and became the executive producer of the Oregon Women's Conference in 2013, and she is also doing that this year in July 14 and 15th in Portland. Her website is www.inspiredliving.tv. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Chris. Excited to be on the call with you, and I agree. Summer solstice is amazing. I love the sun, and it has been so nice to see it out, even though right now in Portland, I can't say it's really sunny, but but you know what? I'm enjoying it all the same.
Well, I'm surprised. We've had rain lately, and yet the sun was just out this morning, and it poured last night. And so it's nice when we have these intervals. It's sort of a secret, you know. Portland's probably similar. Seattle's known for having so much rain, and yet I don't know that we really do. But we let people think that.
I think they like to over-exaggerate it, so we keep it, you know, we kind of keep the Northwesterners together.
Yes. Well, I want to begin with your story. I mean, you've worked for many years to empower people, particularly women, to do what they love. But what drew you to work in this field? And is it something you had a big aha, or you just grew up with knowing you're going to be doing this work and TV and everything?
You know what, Chris? It really was a combination of both. And I think for so many women, we kind of know in our belly and our gut what we're called to do in some way. I mean, for me, growing up with entertainment in my family, with my grandmother in the industry and my uncle, like, I always knew that I had an affinity for the industry and really wanted to be on TV. And yet there are so many times throughout my life that I said, oh, no, I can't do that for a living. No, you know, we come up with all these reasons and excuses why we can't follow that divine calling that we have. And so for me, I started my first business at 23. I was always an on-camera talent, as we call it, doing commercials or small films, small feature films, or, you know, I was the local correspondent for our morning show. And so I always just fulfilled that like tug a little bit, but it wasn't until 2008 when I sadly closed one of my businesses that I absolutely loved. I was never planning on doing anything else in my life, that I was really forced with, okay, what am I going to do now? And so I moved to LA to pursue that calling. And through that experience, I grew so much, because when we are at a low point in our lives, I always say every challenge is such an amazing opportunity to really find what we're made out of and to look at who we want to be in the world and what impact we want to have. And, you know, it took me a couple years after working on major networks like you talked about and really going, you know, what impact do I want to have on the world? How do I want to live and be? And I spent a year as a personal development trainer, traveled the world, led these really amazing trainings, very Tony Robbins type trainings. And then people would ask me, do you coach? Like, I'd love to work with you. I love your energy. You know, do you life coaching? And that then transformed into Inspired Living, where now I have Inspired Living TV, and I really work with entrepreneurs on how to build a very lucrative business doing that thing that we all know we're called to do. And sometimes it just takes that champion. It takes a cheerleader to say, you know what? That's viable. You should be doing that. Now, how do we actually make it so you're able to make a difference and a great income? And that's where I come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, before we get into that, who for you has been your inspiration?
Oh, gosh. You know what? When I get asked that question, I have to say there are so many people in my life that inspire me. Every single Inspired Living interview that I do, I'm inspired. My clients inspire me. I mean, my mom is amazing. She's always been a cheerleader and a champion for me. You know, I look at the incredible women now in the world that are doing incredible things. Richard Branson inspires me. Oprah inspires me. People who don't have famous names that are going out and doing incredible things in the world inspire me. And I think that's why Inspired Living was so appropriate for my business name, because I find inspiration around me all the time.
Yes, and there's that appeal, you know, when you see, you know, Inspired Living, we want to have, you know, people want that for themselves. So how do you see yourself inspiring others?
Primarily, I do that by really encouraging them to fulfill that driving calling within them. I mean, I speak all over, and I mentor a lot of entrepreneurs. I see the brand really growing into something much greater than that and really having a global reach. But right now, I inspire people by telling them that you can do absolutely anything that you want to do. Yeah, it's going to absolutely take belief and determination and a lot of hard work. But I always say no one is born with a success gene, Chris. No one is like, okay, well, you're born and you're going to be really successful. Not so much, right? I mean, that's not how we're brought into the world. We each have the ability to create something extraordinary. It's just really up to us. And so by empowering people and then giving them the tools and strategies to actually bring their dreams to fruition is how I inspire people in the world. Telling them that they can. You really can.
Well, when you probably have witnessed a lot of women do beginning to recognize their dreams, work with it, and make it, you know, manifest. And so, do you have any stories to share? Like, how have they grown and changed that then they became an inspiration for others?
Well, I think whenever you step into your brilliance, or as I love the book, The Big Leap, Gay Hendricks. It's an amazing book. And he really talks about working in your zone of genius. And I feel like whenever we are working in our zone of genius and we're vibrating at that frequency level of inspiration and change, then it really is that ripple effect. It continues. We feed off of each other. And that's why it is so important that you surround yourself with people that are out there doing amazing things, because we really are who we hang around. And so when you have a great coach in your life or a great mentor in your life, and you're surrounded by other entrepreneurs that are going through the same thing you're going through, or maybe you don't want to own a business, but you want to get in great shape, or whatever it is for you that's going to help you lead an extraordinary life, you have to surround yourself with champions and people who will be there to lift you up, because we all will fall. We will all have challenging times, without a doubt. So I think when my clients are going out there and putting their dreams into action, then they are inspiring everyone else that they reach. And it is that perception. It's that ripple effect. And if each and every one of us was doing what we were called to do, and we collaborated and came together, the world would be a different place.
Yes, and that's coming together. Like last week I was talking to someone about how women get into this thing of comparison and judgment, and that we're not enough, and how that blocks us. So what do you see, we just have 1 minute, women's greatest fears when you start to work with them?
Is that they're not enough. I think you absolutely nailed it, that they're not smart enough, pretty enough, tall enough. I mean, I work with a lot of people on camera, so there's a whole bunch of other things that come up. But it's that, you know, who am I to go out there and do this? And yet you wouldn't have the dream or the intention within you to do anything that you're not capable of doing. And if not you, who is? So I'm really such an advocate of women listening to their intuition and truly following what it is that they feel called to. Because it's truly at that time, Chris, that they are going to do things that they never thought they could. It's amazing what happened.
Yes, it's amazing. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll take a quick break right now and come back and talk more with Carrie Murphy.
With Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. And first, before we talk more with Carrie Murphy, I want to remind people that we are having a very special event on June 28th. We're doing a joint project with the Mankind Project group here in Seattle. And we're doing a day of exploring the genders and do some gender reconciliation work and honoring and respecting each other. And we're going to have some great speakers, Kate Montana, Will Keepin, and Cynthia Bricks from the Gender Reconciliation group in our area, and it's titled Men and Women of the New Paradigm Unearthing the Shadow. It's going to be in a lovely private home. It has 4 acres of lush gardens, and it's going to be a really fun day. So check that out on our website. Just go to our programs on womenofwisdom.org. So, Carrie, we are talking about inspired living, and first, why don't you give your website and how people can reach you?
Sure, I would absolutely love to connect with each and every one of you, and you can do that by heading over to inspiredliving.tv, and I have a CD on there that you can download that really kind of talks about my story and 4 things that I really feel like help women and men to really create extraordinary lives and living out their dreams and purpose. But would absolutely love to connect with you, and of course on Facebook at Carrie Murphy's Inspired Living.
Great. Well, we were talking about women's their greatest fears of not being enough, and you were talking about that whole thing of not being enough, and then and just getting that edge, like you almost are breaking through, and how people give up. So I had a question for you: is what do you see? How do you see women sabotage their successes? Because I think that sometimes can be a problem.
Yeah, well, I think we are now living in a time where women's roles are drastically changing, Chris. You know, it used to be we stayed home or, you know, we had an option to work. But now women, so many women that I know are the breadwinners, and they are going out there and creating incredible businesses. And with that paradigm shift in our roles, you know, you're talking about gender, that you're, you know, it's a big gender shift as well and a relationship shift. But I think when women are trying to be all things to all people and they forget the most important person, which is themselves, that truly, I believe, is self-sabotaging, because there's no way you can live an inspired life when you are exhausted, when you are overweight, when you're not taking care of yourself, when you are completely depleted. It's impossible to do that. And so, when I think that's one way we self-sabotage, because we give and we give and we give without refueling. And we feel guilt around taking time out for ourselves. But we only can serve, which is what Inspired Living is all about. It is serving people where they're at, helping them really live out their calling, giving back, coming together as a community. And how can you possibly do that again when you feel completely depleted and alone? And that was another reason why, as an entrepreneur for 16 years now, you know, this is my third business, and there have been so many times that I have felt alone in that journey. And so making sure that you have great mentors and great coaches, for me, it revolutionized my business. It doubled every year. We're growing faster than sometimes I feel like I can keep up with. And it is because I have invested in myself and continue to up-level my investment and my mentors. When I reach a new level, I need to go find the next person to help me reach to the next one. And this whole idea of we need to do it on our own is ridiculous and crazy. We're not supposed to work in silos. We're supposed to work together. We need to stop competing and judging other women and look at how we can work together like the Dalai Lama says, Western women are going to change the world, but we can't do it alone. We really need to come together.
Yes, and one of the things you do that brings women together is the Oregon Women's Conference. So let's talk a little bit about that. So why did you take on the, you know, I've been very aware of the California Women's Conference, and so why did you bring that up to Oregon?
You know, I was sitting down with Michelle Patterson. We were both speaking at an event in Los Angeles. And, Chris, here we are. There's a few hundred people attending the event. And I had already spoken earlier in the day, and in the evening, like one of their spotlight events was this panel discussion on success. And here I'm sitting down in the audience, and the audience is primarily women, and up on stage there are five men and one woman in the middle, and that one woman was Michelle Patterson. And we laugh at it now, but when I was sitting, you know, in the audience, my first thought was so ego. It was totally egocentric. And I was like, well, why aren't I up there? Why aren't I talking about it? And then later on, Michelle and I had this conversation of why aren't more women on stages? Why aren't more women on boards? Why aren't more women involved with what's happening in the world? And so she said, you know what, Carrie, you know, I split my time between L.A. and Portland. And she said, you really should look at taking on the Oregon Women's Conference. You know, this is going global, the Women Network, the Global Women Foundation, giving women a voice. And Inspired Living was in such alignment with the California Women's Conference purpose and vision that I just fell in love with the whole thing. And so, you know, a couple months later, I was putting on the Oregon Women's Conference last year, and am so excited for the event in July. It is a phenomenal lineup of speakers. And, you know, you go to some conferences and they're all fluff, and you feel like, you know, you're just getting, you know, sold to all day. And this event is so full of content and amazing women and takeaways and attendees. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Yes, and that's important. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because I think there are the type of conferences that are the kind of fluff. There's a big rah-rah, and you feel real inspired in the moment, but you go home, and what do you do with it?
And I
think content is very important, really giving people something.
Totally against what I stand for. You know, inspired living, to be inspired is fantastic, but inspiration without action, inspiration without follow-through, inspiration without a plan, that's self-sabotaging, right? So we need to make sure that, you know, when you come to an Oregon Women's Conference or a California Women's Conference, or you work with Inspired Living, that not only are you filled up, but you have some really great strategies and action steps that you can implement easily to course correct. You know, so often, Chris, it's like most women that I talk to, it's not like they're living horrible lives. Many of us feel completely overwhelmed and stretched beyond capacity with technology and how accessible we all are now. I think there comes this, oh my gosh, I have to always be available. I'm always on. Like, if that's up to us to change, right? I mean, we really do teach people how to treat us. And by taking time out to go to a conference and reconnect and get refueled is so important to our own success and livelihood. So that was another reason why I wanted to put it on. I really wanted to create an environment where women would come and feel refueled and be able to go out there and continue to make that one small change. You know, we don't need to completely redo our lives. It's not like we're not doing great things. But usually there's one area of our life that is really suffering. And if we can spend just a little bit of time on that, you know, everything else, you know, starts to get better.
Yes, and your theme this year, one of the things you're going to work on is about supporting a global movement of change. How do you see that happening through the conference?
Well, the theme this year is ordinary women doing extraordinary things. And through this panel discussions and the speakers and the breakouts, what I love about that theme is that we are all ordinary. Every single one of us, right? We're all born with a DNA, you know, strand, and we're all pretty similar. We all have our different gifts that we bring to the world. But there's, like I just said earlier, there's no one that is born with a success gene in them that says, you're going to be successful and you're not. And we all have the ability to be extraordinary. And for me, I'll just speak for myself, that when I'm conscious of how I'm showing up in the world and the type of person that I'm striving to be in my life, then other things happen. When I'm seeking things outside of myself, outward success without really working on myself first, it never happens the way I want it to. And so with the global movement, it's really about us taking responsibility for our lives and how we show up in the world. And when we start taking accountability for that, and we start looking at who we want to be and the legacy we want to leave, then you don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to go on mission trips. You don't have to do anything outside of your community. But you do have to show up a little bit differently, and you have to stand for something. And that's what the conference is really about, too.
So do you have, like, well, for last year, so you I know it just was your first year. What ripple effects did you see with people who came to, because I often, you know, with our conference, I would often get letters, people saying how it's changed their lives, and when they went back to school and to change their careers, they went back to school, they changed their name, they decided to go in a different field of work, all sorts of things. What have you heard from people?
Like you just said, we got inundated with emails and letters last year after the conference, just how amazing it was and how much they loved the speakers and connecting with other like-minded women. And one woman in particular comes to mind. Her name is Holly, and that event was actually her precipice, the tipping point of her finally starting her dream business. And she just had her grand opening in March. It is a workout facility here in Oregon. It's called Aspire Fitness. And she said if she didn't go to that event, that would have never happened. And so just to hear those sorts of things where because they showed up, they were empowered to do something that they've always been wanting to do. And to see her go on that journey and to see her have her grand opening and see everything on Facebook, you know, and I'm sure that's one out of many people that took something like that and put it into action in their lives after the conference. So it's just amazing. Love hearing those stories.
Yeah, this is great. And, you know, and I think some of that happens because when you gather together, especially women coming together, there's a witnessing that happens. There's a sharing your stories and feeling heard and validated, or hearing other people's stories and realizing, oh, if they could do that, I can do this. I can, you know, start that gym, that workout center, whatever it is your passion is. I can become an artist. And it's so deeply rewarding to create that venue for that to happen. But it really, I believe, it's about witnessing.
I think you're absolutely right. And that was one of the reasons why I started Inspired Living TV. And instead of, you know, hosting network shows, I started interviewing celebrities about their stories. And now I interview other successful people because, Chris, you just nailed it so much that it's a witness. When you can hear other people's stories, when you can see what other people have gone through, and you go, oh my gosh, I can do that. Like, they went through that, and they're there, and here, now, they're doing this. Wow, if they can do that, I can do that. And it's also this accountability piece, because if you're at an event with a bunch of women, and you're sitting with 10 women at a table, and you say, you know what, this is really what I want to do, and they champion you, and now you have accountability partners and people to check in on you and see what you're doing. Like, a dream that you keep to yourself is really hard to bring to fruition.
That's so true. Well, we're going to come back and talk more about that. This is Christine,
sure.
As you're listening to Voices of Women.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuffness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuffness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking with Carrie Murphy, and we've been talking about the Oregon Women's Conference and about women, creating that change in their lives and being witnessed by others, how that empowers you to decide to go for what you've dreamed of. You know, Carrie, I think a lot of women, you know, it's what you said in the beginning, too. We take care of everybody else. We have households to take care of. We have children to take care of. And we put ourselves last. And so what you see is a lot of women who are, the kids are finally out of the home. And so they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And it's like they're beginning a new life again and finding, Okay, now I can go after my passions or what I always wanted to do. And yet also they're going to be, what's going to come up is their fears of, well, can I still do it? I'm 60, or I'm in my 50s or whatever age we're at. And we do that. Am I enough again? You know, and comparing, like, well, look, everybody's coming out, you know, in 30s and 40s doing it. How can I do it? All those voices in our head.
Mm-hmm. And then you look at the people like the Paula Deans and the Martha Stewart, and it's never too late. One of my clients, she was an accountant for over 20 years, and she decided at 50 that she wanted to become a speaker and an author. And we worked together for a couple of years on that, and now that's what she does full time. I mean, really, it sounds so cliche, but it's never too late to do something new in your life. Never. So it really is about surrounding yourself with people that help you. You know, you could start a business and learn the hard way, or you can go out there and work with someone that's done it a few times that can help you navigate through some of the obstacles that you may have. And I think, you know, having those support partners and accountability partners is absolutely huge. But regardless of your age, if you want to do something in your life, you know, do it. Because the only regret you're going to have is that you didn't try.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's so many people out there, just, you know, I think it is something to be inspired by what others have done and to not listen to the naysayers. You know, and we have them in our life. I was just talking to somebody who's just launching a business, and her friends are saying, oh, why do that? That's just like this other business that, you know, there's no need for your business. And it's like you cannot put yourself around those kinds of people.
You can't. And you also have to understand that when they're saying that, two things are coming up, right? They love you. They want to protect you, whatever that means. And also a lot of their own limiting beliefs are coming up, their own fears. And one of the things that I think has been my saving grace, and probably because I grew up in the entertainment industry and I got, quote, rejected so often, is that for me, I never look at competition. And one of the greatest quotes I ever heard, I loved it, it said, when it comes to fulfilling your own divine purpose, there is no such thing as competition. Because we all are on different journeys. And so looking at someone else's success, that's their path. Right? What is yours? And yours is going to be completely different, and it should be. But I could not agree with you more. We all have those naysayers, but you also have to look at where are they in their life and what's coming up, you know, from them. It's all about them. It's not about you.
That's true. And to remember, it's important to remember that.
Yes, absolutely.
And just mirror it back to them because there's a lesson for them to learn there.
Correct.
Well, one of the things you do is, you know, you want people to position themselves as the go-to expert. And so first, and you use video for that, but first, before we get into the video aspect, why is it important to claim that, to be that go-to expert?
Well, first of all, you know, there is such an onset of new businesses every day that are starting, and I love that. Women are starting businesses at 2 times the rate of men. You know, women are making our 85% of the buying decisions in the household. So when there's so much out there, how do you possibly rise above it all? You know, I mean, you Google something and you get a gazillion different things that come up. So when you position yourself as the go-to expert, you are seen as that person in your niche to go to. And it really comes down to your positioning, your branding, your website. It doesn't, I mean, come on, how many celebrities do you know of that might not be the most talented? You know, and I love Madonna and Jennifer Lopez for that matter. I'm a huge fan, but they aren't the most talented people. You know, what they do though is they position themselves to get noticed. They position themselves to constantly be changing and evolving. And as business owners and leaders, we need more women leaders out there. So the next generation has something to aspire to. You have to have a voice, ladies. We can't be little mouses, right? So when you position yourself as an expert, then you are able to influence. And when you influence, you make a difference. And when you make a difference, you make money. Simple as that.
And you change the world.
Yes.
Yeah, and it isn't about money. You know, you don't do it for money. I mean, we all need money, but the reason you do it isn't money the driving force. It's because
that's
it's your passion, it's because it's your gift to share with the world.
You make a difference first, and then you make money. It's not mm-hmm. It's not the other way around.
Okay, so let's talk about then, because what you do with a lot of people is help them create a video. What do people need to learn? You know, if we have business owners on the line or entrepreneurs, what do they need to learn about creating this video that's going to make a difference? It's going to make them the expert.
Well, first of all, 8 out of 10 views online are video. So if you are an advocate of something, and this is absolutely for business owners, it's also for musicians and artists and people that want to create change in the world, you have to have a voice. People have to listen to you. And when I say the word celebrity, I always talk about influence. I'm not talking about your 15 minutes of fame or reality TV. I'm talking about making a difference in the world. And so when you can look at video as a medium, instead of working one-to-one, you can impact one-to-many through video. And that's why I get so excited about it. And so often when I work with people on camera, what comes out of them when we first start working together is the version of themselves that they think other people want to see. And so there's this version of perfection that comes over them and this, well, I have to say everything perfectly and anything that was human and natural and authentic about me, like speaks right out of their body. And so I work with them on really creating a personality. We fall in love with people because of their personalities. We also dislike people because of their personalities. And if you're going to stand for something, you also have to realize that you're going to be judged. But the more you are, the more people you will reach. And so I work with people on really getting clear on their message and getting over any fear about themselves, really teaching them to love themselves on camera, and really connecting to the person who needs them on the other end.
Yeah, and that's important. And I think, because I heard you speak about this, that, you know, we can go into fear of thinking that we're talking to many, is to focus on that we're talking to one person. Then it becomes that intimate conversation, wouldn't you say?
Without a doubt, yes. So I would say that is probably one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, is that they're not connected to anyone. And they think that a million people are watching their video, which unfortunately, you know, I always say, unless you have a baby or a cat, and even then, you know, that's probably not the case. So really understanding your target market, that person on the other end that you're speaking to heart, belly to belly, the camera is nothing but like a telephone. It's just a conduit to get your message over to the other side. And so it's how you show up authentically in that space that's going to connect with the people that are watching you.
And it's good practice. I've done some videos. I have some on my website. I need to redo them. And it's just good. You know, they don't have to be perfect. We want everything to be perfect, and they don't have to be perfect.
Not at all. You know, I was just talking to someone else about this because her son is breaking into the music industry, and she wanted to hire this crew to come in and you know, tape his songs at a very, you know, hefty dollar amount. And I said, you don't need, Justin Bieber did not hire crew to come in and tape him. He just taped himself, and Usher saw it, and Savannah Robinson, who was one of my Inspired Living interviews. You have to check out her interview. It's so inspirational on my website. But she just sang on YouTube. Like, it's amazing. You don't have to be perfect. What you have to be is authentic and transparent and have something that's worth listening to, for sure. Like, you have to know your message.
Well, and being, how do you help people be authentic? Because we sort of can get camera shy.
Well, that's a whole 2 days with me. It's a transformation. You will be authentic from then on out because I teach you the skills to use. But again, it's really one little tip is to go back to that one person and speak to them like you're talking to your best friend, or you're talking to that client or that person that's having this huge challenge, and you feel it and you understand it, and you talk from that place, not this lofty place of untouchable, perfect speech. I'm going to speak in a perfect host commercial voice. No one resonates with that.
No, and I think what you're bringing up, too, is it's important to be, it's okay to show your vulnerability.
It's more than okay. I think it's actually vital. Because if you're constantly, and I think that's why we love the trashy magazine, that's another word for them. I'm not talking about anything X-rated, but the ones, the trash, you know, like the Inquirer sort of magazine. Because we look at, finally, celebrities are real people. They make mistakes. We love to see people crash and burn, and the media picks them right up again. But when we feel like someone gets us, that they've been through what we're going through, all of a sudden they become human. They become not just an expert, but someone that we trust. And that is vital when you're using video to really talk about what you're, what you've gone through and your struggles, so then people can empathize with you and relate to you on a deeper level.
Yes, I was thinking it's important to allow people to know what the mistakes that you've made. You know, some people, we look at people as being very successful and we think, oh, they just had it all together all along. I remember being in a leadership honoring ceremony. There was 10 of us that were honored, and one woman spoke that we need to show our mistakes. We need to let people know so they can learn from our mistakes too. We're not just sharing what our gifts are and what we know. These are, you know, this is what you need to do. It's also sharing the mistakes. That helps people to go, oh, yeah, okay, I can, you know, it helps them get through their mistakes easier.
Yeah, and I think that's where extraordinary leaders come in, because it's one thing to give, you know, tips and say, look what I've done, look what I've achieved, but to say, look what I've learned, and how can I help you learn that a little bit quicker than I did? How can I save you from going through that pain or that challenge that I went through? And yet everyone's going to go through their own opportunities and their own challenges, and that's what makes us human. That's what, you know, I mean, you have to have the yin and the yang. Nothing is ever perfect.
Yeah, and we're not going to be perfect. Well, this is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. We will return in a few moments and continue our conversation with Carrie Murphy.
Chris Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I've been talking with Carrie Murphy, and she's the executive producer of the Oregon Women's Conference, which is happening July 14th and 15th. So first, before we continue, Carrie, how can people register for the conference?
You can go to OregonWomen'sConference.com, and you can get your tickets there. Also, I just want to throw out there that we're doing a virtual event, which every single day from June 23rd to 27th, I'm going to bring on one of the featured speakers of the conference, and it's called Get Inspired. And it is a free virtual event where you can get on the phone with us, get inspired, and take one small action step that you can implement in your life that will create something extraordinary on the other end. And you can do that. You can register for that free event by going to inspiredliving.tv/get-inspired. So if you're on the fence about attending the conference, you want to find out a little bit more about the speakers, this is going to be a great opportunity to do that.
Great. And those things are always so, so wonderful to get those tidbits of wisdom from all these great women. I know that you're having as speakers. That's a great opportunity for people to, not everybody can go to a, can travel and get to, Portland or come up to Seattle, the Women,
right,
the Wisdom Conference. And so these are ways that you can hear some wonderful speakers.
Absolutely. We're so excited about it. It's going to be a fun week.
Great. Well, at our ending segment, we want to talk about, you have something, and you mentioned it on your website, it's one of the, on your CDs, but it's about four things that people need to do and when they want to create an extraordinary life or business. So let's talk about those four things.
Sure. Well, the first thing I think we, as women especially, where we're being pulled in maybe so many directions, is to really decide. Step one is decide. Not only what you want out of your career and your job, but what type of life do you want to create? When is the last time you put together a vision journal? Or you sat down and just wrote out, I want to travel here, here, and here. I want to have these sorts of relationships. I want to be involved in these charities. The clearer you are about the type of life you want to create, the easier that is to manifest. Might sound a little woo-woo, but the secret is not a secret. The intention behind what you create starts with your decision about what it is. So are you always in reactionary state where you just, anything that comes your way, you're reacting to, or are you being proactive and really taking ownership of your life? So the first thing is you have to decide who it is that you want to be and what you want to create in the world. your why is what they say.
And that, you know, you need, what you're really talking about there is getting clear, too. And that's like creating a vision journal or vision board is helps you put language and pictures to what you might be feeling, but you can't put into words yet. So it's a great intuitive way to start that work.
Yeah, and your subconscious actually thinks in pictures. So it's super powerful from just even a subconscious point of view. But still, just proclaiming what it is that you want. So you have to decide first. Now, the decision's easy, right? So say we want to lose weight or go on a diet, which I don't really believe in, but that's not the case. Whatever it is that you want to do, the decision sometimes is relatively easy. The second step is where you need to really put some muscle behind that decision, and that is your dedication. And that's the second thing. It's people say, gosh, Carrie, you know, you have such willpower. No, I am truly committed to my work, to what I do. It is me. It is my life calling. So I am dedicated because it is who I am. What in your life, are you dedicated to your health that way? We only have one body, right? We only have one mind. Are you dedicated to your relationships? So where are you dropping the ball, and how do we get you dedicated to the outcome? Because you're going to have challenges, without a doubt. So if that dedication's not there, and by the way, with every Inspired Living interview I've done, the key has been that word. The belief of what they felt they could do was even possible, but the second big thing was their perseverance and dedication when it got tough. Every single one, same story. Huge success. So dedication. The next one is your delivery model. No, excuse me, it's develop. How do you need to develop yourself? So that's the third step. You need to get personal development. You need to get a mentor. Do you need to invest in training? Do you need to invest? Like, where is it? What do you need to develop in your life so you can create this new outcome that you're committed to? And then the fourth step is your delivery. How are you going to show up? What organizations are you involved in? And when I talk to businesses, I'm talking about your delivery is your business card, it's your website, it's how you go out there and speak, it's your videos. But even from just more of a holistic approach is how are you going to show up in the world? What are you going to be involved in? How are you going to deliver your message, your calling, your legacy to the world? And that might be your family. It might be your home. It might be a book that you want to write. But it's important. So decide, dedicate, develop, and deliver.
Yes, and I think you said this is probably the most difficult, is the second one, the muscle, your dedication. Because that's where you're putting your effort and your energy towards making it happen. Because it's not going to just happen.
No, it doesn't just happen, but it does happen. It does happen. You know, we were talking about, too, you know, when you're pushing that boulder up a hill and it's so arduous and it's so hard and you're wondering if it's going to crush you, you know, as you're pushing it. And it just seems like it takes everything that you have to keep going. But then something amazing happens, and that's called momentum. And it's the tipping point. And there's a great book on the tipping point where all of a sudden it takes a life of its own. And it's not so hard. And people show up. And, I mean, I have to say that for Inspired Living, it's actually been in that place where every day the invitations and the things that we can do, but it wasn't always that way. There was plenty of pushing before it hit that. So, you know, definitely keep going and find your support. It's so important. You're not supposed to push alone. You don't need to carry the weight of the world on your own. We're all here to help you. And that's what Inspired Living is about. So, again, I really invite you to join the community so we can help you push that boulder.
Yes, well, and finding the support is we're especially women, we are so, can be so alone and isolated. And if you're an entrepreneur and working out of your home, you're even more isolated. Maybe your connection is just solely on the internet, and you need that one, you know, people connection. I have friends that we work together one day a week so that we're not always just in our own solitary existence, sitting at our table with our computer doing this work. We, you know, because then you get that feedback from people, you get ideas, and so there's lots of different ways you can get support.
I love that idea, Chris. That's a great idea. Yeah, there's lots of ways. And again, coming to the Oregon Women's Conference, just a little plug there, is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
Well, yeah,
important.
It is.
We are
finding circles, you know, create a circle of women of support. You know, you just need 3 or 4 people and get together with once or twice a month and share what you're doing and support each other and brainstorm ideas. I'm starting an empowerment women's circle in the fall and invite people to, you know, check that out with me, where we will be co-creating and brainstorming with each other's ideas, each other's projects, so that we can boost everybody's, you know, inspiration and boost their energy to really get going on some projects.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I love that. It really is important that we come together. We are better together. There's no doubt about it.
That's true. Well, I'm so glad that you came on the show today, Carrie, and I wish you much success on the Oregon Women's Conference. Again,
Thank you.
Check that out. What's the website again, Carrie?
It's OregonWomen'sConference.com.
And also check out her website. She has that the CD that you can download and lots of it. You can join her community. Just go to www.inspiredliving.tv. And I believe if you do /get inspiring, is that the where they can download that CD?
Actually, there's just on the main page, you can put in your email and you'll download that CD. If you want to be a part of the Get Inspired virtual event, then just put /get inspired and we'll get you signed up for that.
Get Inspired. Yes. Okay. So that's for getting the hearing all the speakers next week, pre-conference for the big event coming up in July. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a compilation of many voices of the divine feminine, presenters we've had, participants, artists, there's poetry in the book. And if you know someone in your life who needs something to inspire them, there is that book as well. And you can get that on our website at womenofwisdom.org. Check out our events. We have lots of monthly circles going on. We have dances, drum circles, wise women in business. And again, check out our event June 28th, Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow. It's going to be in Redmond in this 4 acres of lush garden. And also, I'm doing an empowerment circle for women at East West Bookshop on June 27th at 7:30. So check that out on East West Bookshop website or just come to the store on June 27th. So everybody, I hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the solstice, and we'll see you next week.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field
field of paranormal studies, Countess Sterella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Sterella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Sterella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.